When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Carver and Lisi with you.
Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us on a Tuesday night on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. A lot going on tonight. Plenty of college basketball, that's for sure. A few hockey games as well. We've also got... What else do we got? We got everybody else is kind of off.
Got the golf. We got the golf.
The golf's still a couple days away. I'm not gonna be in, so I'll give you the picks. My picks for the golf tonight,
They
go to Mexico for the Mexico Open, and we have a few other things. I have some football notes for Joe, which he
got
loves.
Got any MMA again? We could get Matias all jazzed up.
No MMA. Don't have the MMA.
Kid's been hit with so many lefts, he's begging for a right.
We gave him the left-right combo with the MMA last night with Volkanovski. So I don't know if we can go back to the well with that.
Yeah, why not? Let's hammer him. When you get an opponent nice. In the corner, you got to take him out.
See how Joe gets? Just go after him. Take him down. That's pretty much what Joe said.
Our great producer, and he made me a soundbite. How can I love him? But you know, we got to bash him when we can.
That's right. I had to pull through for you.
That ain't right. So we have, and it's a Rick Haro Tuesday. Don't forget
Rick Haro Tuesday.
We welcome in all of our radio affiliates, Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us on a Tuesday night on the grid. Mike Carver, and of course, the encyclopedia of college football, the one, the only. Go! For that to Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
Yeah, I'm still in a state of depression, Carver. I'm battling. You know that. I'm the encyclopedia of college hoops.
Come on. I gassed you up with all that football today on Coast to Coast.
That was midday. This is late night now. You see, late night action, they clipped my wings. They got me with the Houston, Iowa State. I called out all the and instead of me smashing the bookie in the face with the microwave, they hit me over the head with the anvil last night. 138. They scored 87 points in the second half. You know it. I mean, it was a great call by me. Great call by me with the under and you in the 148 with the Charleston and William and Mary. And now I'm on Mizzou plus the 10.5 and the 11.5, up by 3 against that gutless Tennessee team. And I laid the 3.5 with Florida State. I'm on the Dons plus the 7.5 league tonight. And I took a world me parlay, okay? Mizzou plus the 11.5, over UConn 144.5, Pitt on an old spread plus 9.5, and the under Baylor BYU 153 and a hook.
Wow. Going for the under in the Baylor BYU game, huh?
Well, I told you about it. It just seems odd to me. Because if Baylor plays their game, right?
Right.
That's going under. If Baylor gets blown out, then it's going to be a one-sided game, and we're still going under. I don't see any way this game goes right over 154. That's 80 okay. to 74. I mean, really?
I'm not off to the best start. I had Tennessee in the first half.
Oh, you're gutless. You played against
me. No, but listen to what I was doing there. I actually liked what you had for the game with that number. It was actually a bigger parlay that I had. Tennessee to money line first half, money line full game. And Missouri, of course, 29-26 at the half.
Just admit, he sucks on the road. It's very rare he gets a road. Like,
yeah, I shouldn't have took it. I was looking for specific sucks. Numbers and to boost up the boost builder there.
Can we
and
say
I just
he
didn't,
sucks? I'll say it. He sucks.
No problem saying that.
Really.
Let me tell you what else is happening here. Villanova's up six. Of course, what's the number, Joe?
Right,
six and a half.
Six.
Right on the number with 7.5 to go in the game there. Iowa, who is getting 9.5, 10.5, are up 16 in East Lansing, 51-35. They are up big. And how about this one, Joe? I was a little surprised at this. Syracuse thumping NC State in Raleigh.
Yeah.
55-40 at the half. Oh, that's, 95 points in the first half. I mean.
Yeah, that was what? 150? Was that a 150?
It was 151. I think it was 151. So, I mean, they got up to 95
in
the first half.
I like that total.
What else we got for you? Carver. Boston College and Florida State tied at 43 at the half.
I'm hoping Florida State pulls away in the second half.
I mentioned Tennessee down three against Missouri and Columbia.
All I need
Arkansas up at the half, too. How about
playing
Arkansas
well.
Up at the half?
They're starting to play well. They're not getting W's, but they're getting covers. They got the cover Saturday, same way. You know,
UMass up 12.
Is that
on
an
VCU?
Under, though?
38-26. I would say that's trending
dead
to the under.
That was 140.
Well, look, last night Iowa State Houston was a dead under too, and then they scored 50.
I mean,
they scored
they hit
80 plus points in the second
threes.
Half.
12, I mean, really.
Something like that. It was 12 for 16, 12 for 17, somewhere around there was the threes, and that was combined in the second half of that game. We do have this UConn Creighton game coming up also at 8:30. I'm on Creighton, Joe.
I took the over, Corver. So what's the team total for them?
For which one, UConn or Creighton?
No, Creighton. I want to say it. Let me just see.
I got it here. Hold on. I got you. I have the game open. Creighton total points, 71.5.
Now, isn't that odd? 48 in the first. If they get to that number, that total's coming in. No, right?
No, I agree. Mean,
that's why I took the total. I took the total of 144.5. I mean,
just... Yeah,
71.
I'm on Creighton, just straight. I'm not getting involved in the total.
I'm on the
Creighton.
Total. Watch. I need this. Maybe I could get a middle if they start fast, right? If they start fast, figure, 72 gets you on pace. So as long as they're on pace for 72 in the first half, I'm okay.
We got other games at 9 o'clock East. Wisconsin has Maryland coming in. That's 7.5. Texas
Maryland.
Tech. I do want to take Maryland, actually. Texas Tech minus 5.5 against the Skunk.
That's a fish.
And one. System play. So, Utah State minus 2.5 against San Diego State.
I want to take the under there.
BYU back down to 3.5. And then Pitt's down to 5.5, Joe, against Wake.
Yeah, that's why I took them plus 9.5. I took them in the parlay. I think that's way too many points. I like Pitt. Pitt won on the road in Charlottesville. I mean, they just didn't win. They beat.
They've been
up.
Good to you. They've cashed you some tickets this year.
So I'm gonna roll with it. We'll see.
They've been
I sort of like the plus 202 on the money line. I like that under in San Diego State though, Carver.
Okay. That's 145.5. Carver and Lisi Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're just getting going on a Tuesday night on the grid. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Here with you. Villanova now up 9. 63-54. There's under 5 minutes left to go in that one. Michigan State's cut it to 13. It's, they had it to 13, now back to 14 as they're getting hammered by the Hawkeyes. They have started the second half in Tallahassee with the Seminoles up 1. Elsewhere, Joe, everything else we're waiting on there. I didn't give you the hockey yet because we do have a few things that we're involved with there. The Islanders did just tie up the Penguins 1-1 on a Brock Nelson goal. So that's 1-1 now. You can get the Isles at plus $1.22. Penguins are on the power play. We'll see if they can extend here and get themselves in. They just locked it on FanDuel, which means they probably did. Rangers are up 1-0 on the Stars at the Garden. So you thought over in that game, Joe. You want to double down at 4.5 right now, you can.
I might. That's the one thing I didn't put in was the hockey. Put in everything else.
Panthers are up 1-0 on Ottawa. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, you start talking it out, and you know how it goes. You know, we talk about so many things on the TV side that you like a lot, and then when it comes to it, I only looked at the basketball.
Make it 2-1 Islanders. Barzal with a breakaway out of the penalty box.
There it is.
2-1 Isles. 2-1 Isles. Extend.
Him.
This guy.
I said it.
Scoreless in Winnipeg. They just got underway. We like the under in that game tonight between the Jets and the Wild. And Vancouver, Colorado, top of the hour. Nashville, Vegas, 10 East. Columbus, Kings, 10:30 East. Remember, we like the Columbus with a puck and a half there, Joe, tonight.
We were going to lay a goal and a half? Devils?
The goal and a half was with them.
How are they looking?
How are they looking, he says. Interestingly, they don't have them on the board. They're down 2-1 right now.
That's not good.
That's not good at all. That was a great goal by Barzal.
Kid was wide. They couldn't stop him. The winger. Was he a winger?
They couldn't stop him, Joe. You're right about that. They couldn't stop him. Well, he was in the penalty box on that power play, and then he jumped out, and they got very lucky. That's how they get it to 2-1. So you get the Penguins now at plus $1.82. And if they're down 1 going into the third, Joe, we bet the Penguins, right?
Yeah, that's the way to do it.
That's how you play the Islanders. That's how you go after them.
According to you.
I mean, it's been a pretty good system this year.
System play. System
betting against
play.
Them.
Going you know I love season. The system plays, Carver.
You do. You like the system plays. You also like going against the grain.
Had to go against the grain tonight.
Did you see, I saw actually KW tweet this out about this UConn-Creighton game.
Well, what
everybody's on UConn. Everybody's
Mush
on UConn.
Central.
I mean, you can't even find anybody on Creighton tonight. You can find them right here on Carver and Lisi. Me.
Oh, boy.
I'm on Creighton.
This is the discount aisle. Big three for Missouri to go.
Wow.
They were tied at 29. They're up to 3 now.
You're catching 11.5 there,
right? We just got to keep staying with the lead.
We don't have many choices, by the way, for the mid-major, obscure mid-major
for
game
tonight?
Of the night. Yeah.
Let me see. I'll pick something.
I honestly felt these MAC games are probably where it's at.
Now, hang on.
You got Southern Indiana, Moorhead State.
Hang on. Hold on. How about this? You ready?
Ball State, Northern Illinois.
Why don't we jump into this Boise and San Jose under? Come on.
Come on.
I feel like Mountain West doesn't really cut the mustard for that.
So we can't take
zany
the under
radio
anyway?
Bit that we have there.
So the Mountain West doesn't.
I mean, you could play that if you'd like to. I feel like the Mountain West, like they have usually like multiple teams in the tournament every year. Like that's kind of. I know they're mid-major.
All right, so let's jump into this. You ready?
Yeah.
Let's take Ohio plus the 110 on the money line.
The Bobcats?
They're down 5 at home.
Yeah, this Kent State team. They give me problems all year.
Here we go. Now we're gonna
hold on a second. Let me see. I'm gonna let me just take a look and see what we have with those teams. If we have anything that looks good. So Ohio, both teams 13-12. The game's at Ohio. Man, this Ohio is like an under machine, too.
You want to take the under 141.5?
Under machine, Joe.
You want to take the under 141.5? I mean, going once, going twice.
40, 50, 60, 70. Nah, I'm going to pass on that.
You want to take Ohio plus the 2.5 at home?
Not particularly.
Ah, here we go. Come on. You see, this is...
What?
Come on, just take Ohio plus the 2.5.
I don't want to take Ohio plus the 2.5.
Come on, we got home dogs down 5. Come on. Come on, we're getting a bucket. Believe. Come on.
All right, we'll take Ohio.
You didn't seem too confident. Come on.
Well, there's not, unfortunately, it's not a good night for this obscure mid-major bet.
We're
not
pushing it. Come on. Take Ohio.
We'll push it here. All right, we'll take Ohio.
All right.
Fine. Yeah, we'll take Ohio.
Guy has no juice. Guy has no juice. How are we supposed to win when half the...
Where you going? You idiot. Get back in there at once and sell.
No, don't sell. Buy.
Sell.
We're buying the Bobcats. Come on.
Let's go. Do it. Ohio, get in now before they go on a 5-0 run.
I'm on. Plus the 2.5. Come on.
Okay.
Come on. Come on. Believe. We got to get some bounds. Do we have a big underneath? Do we have a big?
I don't think that they do. I'm going to turn the game on now,
lineup.
Too.
Let me look at the lineup.
I got the Islander game on now, though. I don't really want to
forget the Islanders. This is big. Come on. We got Bobcats. Bobcats plus the bucket and a half a point. Come on. Believe.
Half a point.
Come on. Believe.
Mike, we have the Islanders special. They're up a goal. Should we jump on the Penguins now?
Yeah, you were just, I know you ran out for a second. I was going to wait till the end of the second period. If they're down.
Where'd this kid go? He went to the turlet? Where'd he go?
Yeah, he's on the move. He's got a lot of things going on.
Ohio. Big three.
Let's go.
Let's go. We're on the line. We're down 4. Believe we're down 3. Come on.
Let's go.
Sharif Mitchell. Is he our big? Who's our big in this team? The big. Oh, we don't have a big. We play with 3 guards. Even better. I like. We're running fast and loose with this team. 3 guards set.
Fast and loose.
That's it.
And
we have instead of a Hardaway, we have a Hathaway. So, A. Hathaway and A.J. Clayton are our power and our power forwards.
All right, we'll come back. It's Harlow on a Tuesday. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sirius XM 159 here on a Tuesday night. Great to have you aboard here. Isles lead the Penguins 2-1. They're on the power play. Matias is in on this next goal Islanders bet. So we'll see how that turns out for him. Villanova up 7 on Butler with about 90 seconds to go there. So that's right on the number. And Michigan State, actually, now down 8, Joe. So Iowa's melting here. Iowa's melting. Now, Sparty ain't going to cover that fat pregame, but, I mean, Joe, plus 275 for them right now, money line. Down 8 with just about 8 minutes to go.
Here comes
it. That might be one that I would consider moving forward. UConn and Creighton about to start as well. All right. Every week we talk to our sports business and legal insider, of course, the great Rick Haro from Florida. Rick, good to talk to you as always, my man. And a nice, a little change of pace for you. A quiet week for Rick Haro for once after a busy couple weeks. You had a nice quiet week.
Yeah, but it'll pick up. I've got a Johns Hopkins charity golf tournament over on the other side of the state, and then a speech down to the Keys. And then we have an event in March that Joe knows about. We're going to do a college football thought leadership conference around the Maxwell Awards on March 8th in Atlanta, and it's going to be a big deal. It's going to be a lot of fun. And we're also just completed some panels. NCAA is participating, athletic directors, National Football Foundation. It's going to be a really good event to move the substance of college football forward. You know, President Baker's today said, you know, coaches should be ashamed of themselves. They, you know, kids transfer, they transfer themselves. You know, all this stuff isn't going away. It's going to be a big deal over the next few years and even bigger. And what we're trying to do is get a whole bunch of thought leaders together around these awards, Biletnikoff, Maxwell, Bednarik, all of them, and talk about what's important for college football in the future. And it'll be fun. It's at the College Football Hall of Fame in downtown Atlanta. Details later.
Well, it's great. Happy
details later, indeed.
Yeah.
I mean, and one more stop before we get to the list, Rick. Are we going to fit in PGA National next weekend for what is now no longer the Honda Classic, but the Cognizant Classic at PGA National? Because I know that's by you.
How many times I got a local show down here on a Wednesday night that I do, and I butchered that about 7 times in the last 2 weeks, including – you know, a friend of mine who is a tournament director, he said, you know, you better stop doing that because Honda, you know, pulled out last year. We'll get with the program. And I said, well, you know, find a sponsor that's easier to remember than Cognizant. So it is, it's a tournament that the PGA Tour is bridging a little bit. They're helping get it over the hump. A lot of it is because Palm Beach County is a great golf market and, you know, they don't deserve a bad field. They won't get a bad field this year. They've had them in the past. It's just because of the schedule and because of how, Bay Hill, everybody goes, and then they get ready for the Players and the Masters. So I think this year is going to be really good. And I looked at my farmer's almanac, and I fed the pig. I think that's what you have to do. And it was a terrible weather this last weekend. And the next 2 weeks, it's going to be beautiful. So I could just picture, 75 and sunny. That's my prediction for two Sundays from now. That's gutsy, but that's my prediction.
What? I might be there, Rick. I tell you what, if it's in Palm Beach County, you might catch me down there, too. I mean, I love the meat market
you
out there.
You won't be at the golf. I mean, get serious.
Not at the golf, but I might be in Palm Beach County. I love it down there.
Are you going to wear that velvet jacket you wore in Vegas? Because if you are, I'll be your wingman.
It wasn't a velvet jacket, but it looked like velvet. But that was tailor made, Rick. I made it specifically for the Super Bowl. I wanted to stand out, and obviously, I got your attention. So that makes me feel good.
Well, if you were a woman, I'd go out with you. How's that?
Well, even better now. Now I know I'm on the right track.
How about that?
Oh boy!
We'll kick things off here.
Really quickly.
Yeah. we'll kick things off with now. I thought that the NBA All-Star festivities this past weekend, Rick, were a total abomination, and I feel like I'm not alone in that sentiment. I think that even Adam Silver felt that way as he was handing out the trophy to Giannis at the end. He goes, well, you scored the most points. Congratulations, I guess, which was pretty funny. Yeah. But if there was one thing that did kind of I'm not going to say save the weekend because the weekend wasn't saved, but at least something that good that came out of the weekend was the Ionescu Curry thing was probably the best thing they had over the entire 3 days.
Totally agree. And frankly, you know, next year they'll try to figure out how to get Caitlin Clark in. It'll be easier because we don't have eligibility issues to deal with. I really thought they could have figured out how to waive some stuff, and especially since athletes are getting paid now, and get her in that contest too, because it was the first, and there will be one every year, I can guarantee you that. But, you know, Sabrina held her own, and a lot of people were saying that she should have won. I don't care if she should have won or stayed close. Bottom line is Saturday night went up 31% on ratings compared to last year, and the WNBA has a better chance of getting a pro rata better TV deal than the NBA because, look, I seriously would much rather watch Caitlin Clark dominate a game than the Greek Freak or Embiid or Jokic. Maybe Jokic because he does pass, or some of the other guys that don't believe in passing the ball. And so, you know, that did – maybe it didn't save the weekend, because if you have a basketball game that has 211 points, it's not worth saving. But I will say that the weekend will improve because it's like Alcoholics Anonymous. When you hit rock bottom, got to do something about it. And you remember, what was it, about 7 years ago, where the Pro Bowl game, everybody dressed in pads, but it was really touch football. And Roger Goodell said, that's enough. You better figure out how to improve it. And I think we're at that stage now with the NBA.
Well, Rick, let's keep it there because what are they going to do with the dunk contest? I mean, you know, Brown and joined from the Celtics, and you just read social media and you just watch, and people said it was one of the worst dunk contests ever. What are they going to do? I mean, this is part of basically the skills competition, and they can't get any interest from any of the players to join, which is absolutely mind-boggling to me because I understand maybe players like LeBron and you know, Giannis, and I'm not saying Giannis would join the dunk contest, but the top A-list stars. But you're telling me you can't get anybody else but G League guys to enter? What are they going to do with this?
Yeah. Well, you know, it reminds me of the peer pressure that should have been put on Kucherov. Remember 3 weeks ago in Vegas where he went through the motions on the skills thing on that Friday night, and he got slapped around a lot by players because I think hockey players realize you got to build the brand and you can't look like you don't care. Because if you don't care and you're making $20 million a year, why should you expect fans to care? And that's exactly the same theory that we're talking about right here. And, you know, the bottom line of all of this is that maybe you can't ask these guys to play defense, but you sure can ask them to show up and do something on Saturday night.
Yeah, I don't know what the answer is here.
Carver,
get the.
It's not like they're going to get hurt. I mean, very rare though they get hurt.
Yeah, but that's what the, but that's their excuse and it's their easy excuse.
But they dunk in pregame all of the time. That's what I don't understand.
But they're not like jumping over cars and stuff, Joe. You know, they're not doing that in pregame. And you're at the point now where everybody needs props. I mean, they got mascots out there. They got cars. They got all sorts of broadcasts. They bring everybody out there. Somebody's going to knock somebody out one day, and then they're going to be played over and over again on the internet forever. And that's where the fear has come in now with all these guys, the stars at least, wanting to do this. I don't really know what the answer is, but the intensity level is pathetic, and they should just scrap Sunday night and just have them do something on Saturday and just be done with it and get everybody out of town. Staying with the Ionescu side of it here, Rick, is Caitlin Clark. Record-breaking achievement, highest-scoring women's player in NCAA history, has tons of NIL deals. I mean, she's on everything, Gatorade, State Farm, etc. You know, she can come out. She can go to the WNBA. She can stay another year. I'd like to see her maybe hopefully win this national championship this year, but I know it's going to be very difficult with South Carolina and LSU in her way.
Yeah, and obviously she's making a lot more money in college than she probably would even first-year WNBA. And she's an unbelievable talent. I'm hoping that she stays in college for an extra year because I know the players' quality gets a little better at WNBA. But I'd love to see her dominate. I'd love to see her put up 50 points a night, like Maravich used to do. You know, you don't remember him. He was a player back when they had the peach baskets instead of the hoops. He played at LSU. And
I remember him.
You remember him. Yeah. Hey,
Pistol Pete.
Keith Maravich, the early days of Steph Curry, and Caitlin Clark. Those are my three.
We'll come back. We got more with Rick Carr, our Sports Business Legal Insider, next. Carver and Leafsy after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Leafsy, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Villanova did beat Butler, and they covered 72-62. That's a final. UConn and Creighton are about to tip out in Omaha. Also, Missouri up 3 on Tennessee. They're at the under 12 timeout in the second half. Syracuse up 3 on NC State, so they yacked away a 15-point lead. FSU now up 4 on BC.
All right, extend.
That's pretty much it in terms of significance right now. Islanders and Penguins is now 3-2 late in the second with the Penguins on the power play in that one. Rick Haro is with us, our sports business and legal insider every week on Carver and Leafsy. All right, Rick, this college football playoff, ESPN reaches the deal to keep it through 2032. This is obviously major, major money. And I even saw it today. Me and Joe actually talked about it a little bit on the TV show today. And that is that they voted the 5+7 in, which was kind of something that we knew was going to happen with the Pac-12 basically dissolving. But there was a small caveat in there that I thought was interesting, Rick. And that is that the four byes are the four highest-ranked conference champions. So that caught the attention of the Notre Dame faithful, so that if they're like, you know, 12-0 and they're ranked number one in the country, they actually wouldn't get a bye in the college football playoff because they are not a conference champion. I thought that was pretty interesting, Rick.
Well, you know, I don't think they stuck it by. I think it was a deliberate attempt to not penalize, but to tell Notre Dame, you're not running the show. And it is kind of interesting because the 5 and 7 was anticipated all over college football. I talked to people who said, yeah, that's long overdue because they're not going to have 6. What are they going to do with the Pac-12? And, you know, the top 7 teams beyond the conference champions deserve to be in. So now we got the same issue. You know, who's number 13 and are they going to get screwed? But that's fun. That's what you talk about. As far as the structure of the playoffs and how Notre Dame does it, well, suck it up and join a conference.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting to see exactly how that plays out. And we brought up the situation with Oregon State and Washington State, respectively. They're on life support. What happens over the next couple of years? Where are we with that, Rick? I mean, they're on a 2-year window. I mean, is their only alternative the Mountain West? I mean, or do they have another potential viable plan to maybe solidify something? I mean, outside the Mountain West, what do they do?
Well, you know, they can go hat in hand to the Big Ten. It's hard to believe that would be possible given the television revenues that the Big Ten has expanded, wants to keep for themselves. And, you know, they've still got to play out the court decisions. The injunction was only an injunction. The court hearings are going to take a long time, and there are significant damages, and they don't like the guys that left them, so they're going to have to repair that. They can't play themselves all the time. So I think for the short term, it's the Mountain West. Long term, we don't know.
Rick, I was at the MetLife Stadium, the stadium series on Sunday for Islanders and the Rangers. Yes, I was. I was out there.
Did you get me did you get me a hat?
I didn't get you a hat, actually, because I thought you were going to be there. And I still haven't gotten my hat from Augusta last year.
No, fair.
So good. I haven't gotten that yet.
Good
I
ransom.
But quid pro quo. I thought it was good. Look, good I thought they did a nice job with it. Now, I don't like that place to begin with, and I'm sure you've heard the complaints about that place as well. It's impossible to get into and get out of. The concourses are awful for a place they spent that much money on. They did an awful job in terms of MetLife Stadium. But I thought the setup, if you were in your seat and watching the game, Rick, was actually better. I've been to, I think, 3 or 4 outdoor games before this one on Sunday, and I actually thought the sight lines, because I guess it's a football stadium, were a lot better than, let's say, Yankee Stadium or Citizens Bank, where I had been previously for these outdoor games, Winter Classics, etc. I thought they did a nice job.
Brilliant pairing, by the way. You know, the Islanders-Rangers overtime game Sunday and the Devils-Flyers Saturday. Got all 4 teams there, and all of the fans were excited. The 80,000, 74,000, then 80,000. Gary Bettman has done it again. And a lot of people said, you got too many of these games. They're diluting each other. But yet every time you get to a new set, there is a new advance on it. This time the kind of doubleheader over 2 days. And so I think we're in for some more really good games. I can't wait to see, and I'm not giving anything away, but I can't wait to see where the Panthers and Lightning are going to end up. It is possible Orlando, by the way. It's possible Daytona.
Wow.
Speedway. How about that? So there are a lot of conversations happening. I don't know if I'm giving anything away, but I think that's kind of a cool idea. But now everybody has an idea of where they ought to play and how they ought to play it. And you know what that means? That means Gary Bettman has won.
Rick, let's bring up the Daytona, because that culminated yesterday, and Carver and I were talking about. I have to ask.
I know. I'm saying, when you said the word Daytona, it caused me to say that, just because it's.
I know, because you know, it's bad enough that Carver and I barely know one driver in the race, right? But to have it canceled on Sunday and run it Monday, where a majority of the people had to work and had to go back home. How much of a hit economically do you think just, you know, the city took and the sport took overall? Because I got to be honest with you. I mean, I'd be shocked if the viewership was over 10% for that event yesterday.
We'll see the numbers. The interesting thing was that it didn't have anything to conflict with from a sporting perspective. It was a holiday in certain contexts. I mean, you believe that President's Day was a holiday. The markets were closed, so that's important. And Daytona, it had just my bird's eye view. There were about maybe 15% of the seats were empty in the upper deck and such. So, you know, it could have been better. But, you know, Bill France used to say he could control the weather. He's no longer with us. The weather was not controllable. They made a good decision about canceling it on Saturday night. They've never done that before, but the weather was so horrible Sunday down here, they had no choice. And, you know, a lot of people decided to skip work. I think the economic impact will be down by about 20%. And, you know, if you want to complain about the driver who nobody knows, Andrew Byram, winning because he slid across the finish line a second before the caution flag came out, and that causes a win. You know, I'm with you. I don't know the rules well. I can't judge the rules well. I'm not a gearhead. I spent a lot of time helping build the tracks in Kansas and in Chicago and other places with NASCAR from a financial perspective. But you know, it's a sport where everybody loved the idea of the rookie driver. Fox did it cover to cover. They covered it very professionally. But there wasn't a lot of talk about how you win this race when you kind of back into it and you crash and you come in from behind. But that's not for me. That's for gearheads.
Well, you're right about that, Rick, and I'm with you in that aspect, and I think Joe is as well. That is for gearheads, all that stuff. But here's what's not for gearheads, and I think me and you have had this conversation a billion times. I've had it with Pharrell a billion times. The biggest problem that they have right now is they don't have those brand names that the everyday average person knows that they're a race car driver or a NASCAR driver. We had a period of time, Rick, where, you know, Dale Earnhardt, senior and junior, you had Jeff Gordon, you had Tony Stewart, you had Danica Patrick, you had names that the average person, you could say to them, oh, they're a race car driver, they drive a NASCAR. I mean, you look at these names, Rick. I mean, we're entrenched in this as much as anyone. We talk about this stuff every single day. I couldn't pick these guys out of a lineup, Rick, and I think that that's a problem that NASCAR has. They have not developed new stars.
Yeah, it was funny last night because when this kid won, and kudos to Hendrick Racing, you know, 40 years to the day that they started racing, but he won on the 24 car, and Jeff Gordon, Hendrick Racing, was a 24 car, and he is now a part owner of Hendrick, and he must have put on 100 pounds. he came kind of waddling out. He's a big guy now, right? And he's a big guy in racing for more than one reason. But you think about it, Jimmy Johnson raced in and qualified. He is basically a part-time racer now. He's almost a full-time owner. And beyond him, you got Logano, who not too many people know. But beyond that, you're absolutely right. And it's equivalent to the LPGA issue without, you know, with Lexi Thompson and a couple others. It's nameless, it's faceless, and nobody knows them. And you just have to figure it out. And you can't kind of mandate somebody winning and becoming a superstar. That has to be cyclical. But until that happens, they've got some issues.
Rick, let's talk about Penn Gaming and the ESPN Bet app. I mean, maybe it's me, but are they like a one-hit wonder? Like they came on towards the end of the regular season. They came on maybe a little with the Super Bowl. But as far as I'm concerned, I don't think it's any different than Fox Bet and what we've seen roll out by the other networks. I think they're going to – I don't know if they're going to make it, to be honest with you.
Well, the ESPN bet is going to level off at about 15% of the overall betting behind FanDuel and DraftKings. They'll draft in the third position and probably stay there. But the overall Penn Gaming situation – you know, it's a lot of interesting stuff. When the non-FanDuel DraftKings companies give out these promotional credits just to get people to play, the gamble is they turn their credits back in, they do it once, and they don't do it again. And if that's true, they lose a lot of money on promotion and marketing. And so this is a very important period for them because they're going to try to figure out how much of this is real and how much of this is marketing.
Yeah, it's tough, and I know that they just, I believe, Rick, that they're now going to have it in New York. They have not been in New York, ESPN bet, and I think that they're taking, is it the Wynn's license, I believe, Rick? I believe they're getting the Wynn's license, and they're going to be available in New York soon. That'll help them.
There's a lot of discussion.
Just that alone.
Year two and year three, a lot of shakeup in New York. They want to maximize revenue, and they thought ESPN would help do that, but we'll see.
Well, I'll tell you another thing they did for me, which I love, and I was screaming about that. They hadn't made any changes in terms of what they offered. Live Golf available in New York now. How about that?
Oh, wow.
To play Live Golf starting with this tournament.
Did you ever sit down with him in Vegas?
Did you take care of that for me, Rick? Did you talk to Adabo and get Live on the card for me here in New York? Thank you.
I wish I could have done that. I will tell you this. After going to Cognizant next week, this might be sacrilege, but, you know, I spent the day in Vegas at Live. And PGA Tour ought to worry a little bit because that event was just watching Rahm and Mickelson and all those guys running around. They're not going away.
Rick, great job as always. We'll talk to you next week. Rick Harwar, Sports Business and Legal Insider. Carver and Lacey, we're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lacey, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM, Channel 159.
Hang in there.
Great to have you with us here. Here we go. Hang in there. Come on.
Ohio. Hang in there. And Missouri.
Ohio.
Hang in there.
Ohio. Up to With a $1.40 to go. Yeah, here's what else happening. Extend by Florida State. They're up 9.
Yes, extend.
Tennessee now up 13.
Right on the number.
This on is Missouri.
Come down right to the edge. This gutless Missouri team, this kid Becht was 2 of 7 in the first half. All of a sudden, he's like Dame Time, hitting floataways. Yeah, amazing, this kid. This was the kid that went 1 of 5 down the stretch. And what game was that from the free throw line? All of a sudden, he looks like Larry Bird now with the fadeaway threes. Gutless.
Complete melt by Syracuse, who was up 15 at the half. They're down one. Now they're up one, 83-82 on NC State.
Come on, Florida.
With 2 minutes to go. Islanders are up 3-2 going to the third. You know what that means, Joe?
Yeah.
Bet the Penguins plus 225.
Can I get a three ball? So. Can I get a three ball from the Tigers? Come on, three ball.
Joe begging here.
All of a sudden, they haven't scored in 5 minutes. This is like ridiculous.
Begging.
I'm begging, begging you.
We got a lot to do in the second hour, Joe. By the way, Arkansas is up 10 on Texas A&M.
Yeah,
as well.
Arkansas, I should never go against. I didn't pick.
Cleaning
I mean, I'm glad I didn't bet it, but they have heart. Musselman has heart. This Tennessee team is going to fold in March just like they always do. Getting lucky against a gutless Missouri team.
We got another hour to go. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.